This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 16. Serving God First. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 3. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He's possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons, he's driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. Perhaps you've had a time when it felt like no one in the world understood what you were going through or why you were doing something. This has also happened to Jesus. And in this situation, his family went to take charge of him. They must have thought Jesus was no longer able to live on his own, and they might have been embarrassed by him and for him. They wanted to take him home, perhaps to keep him protected and away from the public eye. Mark tells us that when Jesus' family arrived at the place where he was teaching, they couldn't get into the house. So they sent a message inside to say they were looking for him. And Jesus' response was probably confusing, at least at first. "Who are my mother and brothers? Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." I try to imagine Jesus' mother, Mary, processing this event. Before Jesus was born, an angel had said that Jesus would be the Savior, the Son of God. Her heart must have been wrenched. Here again, we see the kind of living that Jesus calls us to. He's focused on the will of God the Father. His family doesn't understand, so they think he's out of his mind. In fact, they are the confused ones. They've replaced the Father's will with their own wills. But like Jesus, we're called to serve God first, even when others think we're out of our minds. Pray with me. Lord, help us to know your will for our lives, and grant us the courage to live for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.